Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. It's Monday with Malcolm Ballinger.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love that song.
It's such a nice song. It's a good cruisy song. Like, yeah. You just cruise along, you're just kind of swaying your head around, and you're cruising along.
Yeah, you feel good.
You do.
Even on a Monday morning,
which normally brings everybody down, but not today.
Really.
Not today. Not when you have Malcolm Ballinger here, and we always like to have just a nice small talk, catch up on our weekends, and also take a peek at what's going on in the latest issue of Pensacola Magazine and Downtown Crowd, and anything from Ballinger Publishing.
Yeah. I was just saying, we'll speak to Jenna, I'm sure, in a few moments, but I was just saying that our program is a little crazy and a little unscripted, I would say, and sometimes we get into areas that are not allied to downtown, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just move along. So, anyway, to answer your question, I went to the opera.
Oh, how was it? It was Carmen, right?
Correct. Wonderful performance. It was a really enjoyable day. My girlfriend Laura and I went to Jackson's for the brunch.
Delicious.
A little sip of champagne, breakfast, and then walked up to the Sanger, and they really put on a wonderful, wonderful performance. The singer, the Carmen, was Elise Qualiata, who was originally an intern with artist in residence with Pensacola Opera many years ago, and has since become a very, very accomplished singer. And she sang the role of Carmen, I guess about 5 or 6 years ago, and then came back to do it again. Really, really wonderful. She's a very good actress too, very vivacious, I guess, which you need to be. I mean, Carmen was a sassy lady.
Did I meet her at the opera gala when I was the auctioneer? Was she the one who, she was very playful, and she, whenever she sang, she liked to do like facial expressions and...
No, that was another one.
Okay. I don't remember the names very well. I don't have my pamphlet in front of me, the program that they give you.
Yeah.
I left that at home. I didn't think I was going to have to bring it today. But, well, that's good. I'm
so
glad your Carmen was well.
Well, it was good to be, to go to a live performance. I guess we've all missed that. And it was really good to be in the Sanger. Now, there were only, I think, 500. It was restricted to 500. And so there were a lot of empty seats around you, which is good in this, COVID days. So there wasn't the same atmosphere that you normally have. But that'll come with time. We'll be through this thing eventually.
I'm just happy to hear that the Sanger is putting on performances again, because the events industry really took a hard hit from COVID-19. Everything was canceled. Mm. Everything was moving to virtual. Everything just wasn't happening. And so to have venues be able to put on performances once again is nice to hear, even if it's not at full capacity. We'll one day get back to that. Mm. But for right now, to have something is nice.
Yes, yes. Now, I know... because I can tell that Jenna is an opera fan. Is that right?
Actually, to be honest.
Oh, yes, please be honest.
You want me to. Actually, because I have a musical and theater background, I actually sang opera throughout high school.
Ooh, wow.
And went to competitions. My favorite is obviously Andrea Bocelli. And so I am very... excited to hear that there's something happening where you can go in person, and I'm going to have to maybe convince my husband to at least nap through it with me. He might not stay awake. I can't promise that. But because I'll be there glued to it, I'm definitely excited to hear that more things are happening. But they're taking all the restrictions and everything seriously down there, right?
Oh, yes. Very, very, very seriously. Well, that's wonderful. You know, over the last few years, the hosts have kind of humored me, kind of rolled their eyes when I talk about opera. So it's good to have somebody that's kindred spirit, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yes, you can be sure that they're taking the very most precautions.
Okay.
Wear a mask even while he's seated.
Good.
And I think there's at least two or three empty seats to the side, and at least an empty seat behind you. So you're in a really, well, I guess bubble.
Yeah, you get your own little bubble. That's
own little bubble. Cool. And you really get the feeling that, again, that it's, that you're safe. And the airflow was very good, too. You could kind of, actually, it was a little chilly. You could feel the cold air.
You know, I do want to take a moment since we have brought Jenna in. Everybody, I want to formally introduce you to Jenna Barr. She will be your new host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. So welcome.
Thank you. I am super excited just to have this opportunity to get to know what I call now my hometown of Pensacola. Although I originate from New Jersey, we've been here for about 7 years now, a little over seven mm-hmm. years. And I'm a mountain girl at heart, but you cannot beat our Emerald Coast.
Nope.
Well, the good news is you left that place. You couldn't help being born there. So you had the good sense to leave.
Well, that's true. I guess right now I am more thankful that we live here where the sunshine comes out a little bit more often than it does up there, especially during yes. COVID and everything happening. We definitely enjoyed our sunshine more often. And honestly, I've just loved every part of this town and our beautiful city that gives back, gets to know one another, supports one another, and is kind to one another. And that's what I've experienced.
Mm. Well, I'm sure, you know, they have a chorus at the opera. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you want to sort of dip a toe in and do that.
Well, that's something to think about, definitely. I'll have to put that one down in my notes today to run it by. I know my son is looking forward to possibly trying out for Pensacola Children's Chorus in the future. So
good.
Yeah, actually, the Pensacola Children's Chorus performed in the opera. They were the...
No way. Yes. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
There were about, I guess, 12 or 14, you know, little ones and not so little ones. And they did a wonderful job.
Yeah, I bet. You know, that's something I also love about Pensacola is that we engage our children from a young age to start exploring their natural talents and their abilities and allow them to start seeing what they want to do in their future. And a lot of the things here are constructive, everything from art to STEM and music. So it's really incredible to see what Pensacola does from our little town down here in the South.
You will be, I think, impressed that Pensacola Opera, well, it's a provincial company. But the standard is way above that. You will really, I think, enjoy it. So when HMS Pinafore is the next production in March, so we must make sure that we get you and your husband there.
Absolutely.
As long as he doesn't snore too loudly,
no.
He'll be fine.
He'll probably end up liking it. He just has to be stubborn for a little bit.
I was going to say, I did my first ever opera event just about a month ago, and I absolutely loved it.
See?
It's one of those things where if you like music, if you have general music appreciation, then you'll appreciate the opera.
That it takes a little bit of convincing, and you know, I think that, you know, for years when I was little and my parents made us listen to different music, you know, it just took a little bit of nudging, and now I appreciate having that vast variety of music introduction from an early age, and I hope to actually have my children experience it as well.
Well, the good news is Pinafore is sung in English, which, you know, the barrier for most people is Italian or French or German, whatever it might be. So something in English, I think, is a good start, good toe in the water, so to speak.
Awesome.
Although I will say, whenever I hear some opera that's in Italian or French, or even in Spanish, I oddly like it more because I don't know what they're saying. And so I can
Are you guessing the whole time?
I'm just kicking. It sounds so beautiful. But then I think if I heard this song in English, it wouldn't hit as home for me.
Okay.
Because I always correlate opera with Italian mainly. Right. Like, you mentioned Andrea Bocelli.
Mm-hmm.
But fantastic.
Absolutely
fantastic singer. If I heard him sing something in English, I'd be almost thrown off. Like, why is this English?
But he does a good job when he does sing
he
in
does
English.
He does do a very good job. That strong, powerful voice of his.
Well, that's true. In any opera, there are times when the conversation is kind of mundane. And in Italian, it sounds very romantic.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, in English, it'd just be, you know, mundane stuff. So It is. I've listened to Italian operas in English, and they just don't have the same romantic feel, I guess is a good way to put it.
That's true. Mm. It's romantic, and you feel refined.
Yeah.
You just, and it's, I think it's really good for your brain to hear different languages and be able to just even try to figure out what they're saying and translate it in your mind, and then go back and research it a little bit more. It's really good. We don't do enough of that these days.
But then when you translate it to English and you're reading it, do you ever think, okay, imagine that song now being sung, but it's English. It sounds like a different song completely.
It's true.
It is. All right, so how about this? We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to dive back into either the opera or just the rest of what's going on with downtown Pensacola or even the surrounding area. We're here with Malcolm Ballinger of Ballinger Publishings, and you're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. We have Malcolm Ballinger of Ballinger Publishings here, and also Jenna Barr, our new host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. She's hanging out, and she'll be taking over the show as we go throughout the week, but she's getting a feel of everything, and we're happy to have her here also.
So much fun already. We're enjoying our morning.
Yeah. It's actually very warm out there. No sun, but it is January.
Yeah, I was.
And it's Pensacola.
I made the poor decision of wearing long sleeves today, so now I've had to roll them up, do the 3/4 roll up on my button up shirt, because I walk out the door and said I made a bad choice. I'm gonna roll up these sleeves.
Yeah, we're definitely ready for some spring and ready for some beach days here soon.
Well, we should probably talk about what we're supposed to talk about from time to time is Pensacola Magazine, Downtown Crowd. And PensacolaMagazine.com. We were talking earlier about print as against, virtual e-books, e-magazines, etc. Well, you can read Pensacola Magazine at PensacolaMagazine.com. And I always say it's in flipbook fashion. I'm sure there's a technical word for it. But anyway, you can read it like you're reading a book.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. So you're swiping...
It's page by page, which I think is important because you get the right feel for the magazine. And,
yeah.
Right. Mm.
And you can find the magazine, the physical copy, in numerous locations
just
around
about anywhere
downtown, but also and businesses outside of downtown as well. But also there's something about getting a physical copy. For me. Now, if I can't find it anywhere for some odd reason, I know I can get it online. But I've had the opportunity to be featured in, I believe there's a picture of me in there right now, I think, from News Radio.
Are you famous, Davis? Look at you.
I think it has, if not, I know I've been in previous copies, but also you have companies like VIP Pensacola where if you find your picture in there, you want to have that copy.
Yeah, of course.
You want to keep that copy. It's great to have it online, though, as like an added resource. That way, if you're sitting at your desk at work and you want to read through it, it's there.
Oh, yeah.
It's there. You don't have to go anywhere. It's there.
Well, it may be a good time just to point out that I think the great thing about Pensacola Magazine is that it's a substantial magazine with substantial, meaningful arguments. We are the only local magazine that actually has a full-time staff, a staff of people that are very involved in the community. And knowledgeable about local events and things. Most magazines, they just call a freelancer, say, write me an article about something, and whether they have expertise or not. We have people with expertise and, again, are very, very familiar with the local scene, are involved in the local scene, and I think that's the value of Pensacola Magazine. Again, we have substantial articles that are meaningful for the people in Pensacola.
Yeah, if you go through the most recent edition of Pensacola Magazine, it focuses on resolutions you can make for 2021 and going over how you can declutter. I think that's probably my favorite one, and I'm going to have to read that one a little bit more thorough, Malcolm, because I'm about to sign a new lease for a new place. And it's smaller than the place I live now, but it is significantly nicer and in a much better neighborhood than where I live now. So I'm going to have to really declutter to get my stuff in there and be organized, because otherwise I'm going to be in big trouble.
Well, I think decluttering is great, but I think the important thing is that you know where everything is. And that might mean a little bit of clutter to other people, but it's not clutter to you. I say this because I'm one of those people that kind of never throws anything away. Mm. It's a real trial for me to throw anything away. And so I find a justification for it and a place for it. So everything's in place. But other people might go into my house and say, boy, this is a little bit of a clutter. But to me, it isn't.
And also in the latest edition, New Year's, I think probably the most popular New Year's resolution anyone can make would be working out. So if there's a heavy read on, you know, work local places where you can get a membership, or local places where you can purchase equipment, clothing, all that good stuff you can find in the latest edition of Pensacola Magazine.
Yeah, it's not too late to start on those resolutions.
No.
It's never too late.
So I think we talked about last week, it's important to make resolutions that you have a fair chance of keeping. Don't make lofty goals that are going to go by the wayside. You know, maybe the simple goal is just to exercise a little bit more and maybe push away from the table a little sooner.
Yes. I learned a good practice is whenever you're eating, you have to force yourself to push your plate away, even if you're not full. The goal is to not get full. The goal is to nourish your body enough to where you can move on and be okay.
Yeah.
I'm not good at that. I think right now it's like, if I don't feel completely like garbage, then I'm not full.
Then you're not full. So you're a part of the clean plate club.
Most of the time, yes.
Okay.
I would say most of the time I am a member of the clean
plate
club.
We're taught that at a young age, right?
Yes.
Taught that.
Yeah, eat everything. If you want your dessert, you gotta eat everything.
It basically has to be clean. But you know what? It doesn't always work like that. And some days you're hungrier than others. It depends on how much energy you exerted. But I love that you have so many different things in this this issue, and it even highlights women who are empowering other women to not just get skinny, which as a woman sitting in the room, we're pushed that a lot throughout the years. The skinnier, the better. But for me, as somebody who loves to run and lift and encourage people to get healthy, it's really about getting stronger. And that includes your mind as well. And if you want to go back to decluttering your mind is a part of that whole process.
That's a whole different story.
That would be so nice. Well, we're going to take our final time out of the program, and then we're going to wrap up with Malcolm Ballinger, as well as our new Pep Talk host, Jenna Barr, on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Well, Malcolm, we're almost we're completely out of time now, but where can we find some Ballinger Publishing material?
Just about anywhere, but PensacolaMagazine.com, BallingerPublishing.com. You can always read any one of our publications online.
Well, Malcolm, as always, we appreciate the time every Monday from 9:30 to 10. We'll see you next week.
You bet.